Republicans, Biden may use Amtrak to send illegal aliens to American towns. By John Binder on August 19, 2022. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, may use the taxpayer-funded Amtrak train service to transport border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States, House Republicans say. Though Biden has been blocked by a federal judge from ending the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, Title 42 authority at the U.S.-Mexico border, his administration has vowed to end the policy when and if they are given the green light. The authority, first imposed by former President Trump in March 2020, allows Border Patrol agents to quickly return illegal aliens to Mexico. Already, Biden has ensured that DHS increasingly does not use Title 42 to immediately return illegal aliens. In a letter to Amtrak officials this week, Republicans on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee warned that Biden may use Amtrak to transport border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities once Title 42 is ended. The Republicans write, "We are concerned about the impact that a significantly greater border surge could cause to your services and the potential use of Amtrak in the administration's response to its self-created border crisis," emphasis added. "If Title 42 ends, causing an overwhelming migrant surge at the border, we are deeply concerned that Amtrak's resources, especially those supporting the Sunset Limited route, will be used to transport these undocumented persons. Such a situation would cause disruptions for Amtrak customers as well as interrupt freight traffic that could further exacerbate the supply chain crisis. Such actions would also constitute an unconscionable use of significant amounts of taxpayer funds and resources to aid in the vast movement of illegal migrants into American communities," emphasis added. "Such a policy would add another vehicle of transportation for border crossers and illegal aliens enlisted in Biden's expansive catch-and-release operation." Currently, the Biden administration, with the help of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, like Catholic Charities and Jewish Family Services, buses and flies for free thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every few days. In cases where border crossers and illegal aliens are flown into the U.S. interior, the Biden administration has allowed nearly 1,000 to use arrest warrants and deportation orders as valid forms of identification to board domestic commercial flights. From February 2021 to May 2022, more than a million border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into American communities by the Biden administration. Release figures for June and July have not yet been disclosed. Today, most Americans believe there is an invasion at the southern border, as nearly 4.9 million are estimated to have arrived at the nation's borders since Biden took office, with anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens already living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.